Ground effect occurs when the aircraft is flown pretty close to the surface, within one wingspan or less above the surface. When the aircraft is this close to the ground, there's a reduction in induced drag because the air flowing around the wing is modified by the air striking the surface of the earth. These changes result in the aircraft being able to get airborne at a speed below the speed necessary for sustained flight. The airplane has a tendency to float during an approach to landing, and within ground effect during takeoff, it has a tendency to jump into the air and become airborne prior to reaching a airspeed which is required for flight. When an airplane is taking off and leaves ground effect, in order to maintain the same amount of lift, the angle of attack will have to be increased, which will require an increase of thrust. So the thing to be careful about with ground effect is on takeoff, the airplane will have a tendency to get airborne prior to reaching a safe speed for flight. And during landing, because of ground effect, the aircraft will have a tendency to float.